For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Yep, they did it. They went full Hitler. Folks, does this reek of desperation to you? Because it should. Trump is going to use the military on his enemies. Trump is going to turn the military on Democrat commentators and judges. All right, to understand what's going on here, we've got to return to the math. Take North Carolina, for instance. Republicans are on the verge of winning the early vote in North Carolina, a decidedly purple state with a Democrat governor. Okay, in 2020, Democrats won early voting by 6 points. In 2022, in the midterms, Democrats won early voting by 7 points. Keep in mind, Donald Trump won the state of North Carolina in 2020. When Democrats won early voting by 6 points, because we tend to vote more on election day. Okay, are you ready for this? Republicans are winning early voting in North Carolina right now. Let's swing over to Nevada, where Republican turnout has surpassed Democrat turnout for the first time since early voting started in the state, like as in ever. This includes mail. So currently, Republicans, as of right now, have just under an 8,000 lead statewide. Again, this has never happened before. Given the turnout numbers, the supposed oracle of Nevada, John Ralston, kind of their big political prognosticator who knows the numbers well, said at this point, Harris needs to be winning independent voters by double digits. He says, unless something changes and there's maybe a Democrat mob between now and election day, the blue firewall in Nevada is crashing down. As all this is going on and the early voting is, you know, being tallied over the weekend and looked at, suddenly Tim Walz, Kamala Harris, and Crazy Eyes wife Glenn Walz come off the campaign trail. Donald Trump is still going to swing states. He's going to Miami. He's going to North Carolina. Harris, meanwhile, goes to Texas, Kentucky, and Florida. Three states she will not win. What is she doing? This is not what a winning campaign does in the last 12 days of the campaign, okay? Harris is doing exactly what Bob Dole did at the end of the 1996 campaign when it was obvious Dole's, you know, from his internal polling, he was going to lose. So what he did was he shifted to campaign in swing states, in Republican states, to maximize Republican turnout for Congress. And he's very much credited with saving the Republican Congress. That's what she's doing. Bottom line, she's off the campaign trail proper because she's hurting the down ballot now. This is why she flirted with the idea like a week ago of doing the Joe Rogan interview, and now it's a no today. She did a round of real interviews. Finally, they saved it for the end to minimize the damage, and they were so disastrous, she's done. So today, she comes out and gives the Trump is going to use the military on Americans. He's just like Hitler. She pulls out John Kelly, who's Trump's lying ex-chief of staff, who claims that Trump said, you know, he wanted generals like Hitler. I don't believe anything Kelly says. You've been an inveterate liar for years. So this is a, hey, I heard a rumor that Trump might have one time said that he wanted to be like Hitler. Folks, it's a crock, but it reeks of desperation. If it was a smart campaign move, if it was a good campaign move, she'd have done it weeks ago. She didn't. They would have had somebody else do this weeks ago. They did it. A person who is winning in Michigan does not do this. Why would you say there's only one scenario in which you would go full Hitler on Trump? And that's the scenario we're in. I'll tell you what it is on the other side, but I want you to hear some of it. It broke today. I want you to hear the level of the derangement here. Don't let it make you mad. Let it make you laugh. This is ridiculous. I mean, think about how this will go down in the annals of history. Nobody has ever said anything this crazy 12 days before an election. Take a listen.
That Donald Trump would invoke Adolf Hitler, the man who is responsible for the deaths of 6 million Jews and hundreds of thousands of Americans. And it is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions, those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there, and no longer be there to rein him in. We know what Donald Trump wants. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
Did you ever hear anything like that from anybody in any of the political parties in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, heck, the early 2000s? No, you didn't even hear Obama say things as crazy. He said some crazy things. The reason she said this goes back to those North Carolina numbers, the Nevada numbers, the rural numbers. Did you see this? This is historic in Nevada. Rural voters are showing up. They're turning out at 3.5 points above their, get this, registration. Well, wait, how's that possible? Because they're coming out and to vote and registering at the same time. Folks, this is the deadest wood of the dead wood. These are people, if you're not registered after the last couple of years, after 2020, after 2022, and you're coming out now, oh my gosh, Democrats have poked the lion and he is fully awake in a way that he was not in 2016, 2020, or 2022. That's what that means. Let me read this to you from the Daily Indy. Especially when they are turning out at 3.5 points above their registration, this is in Nevada, and producing landslide ballot wins over the D's. This is why she went full Hitler, folks, because her base isn't turning out. That's the problem here. I mean, when you have Republicans winning, at least for now, early voting in North Carolina, you still have time to turn your base out, right? But it's going to take Hitler, 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 Hitler at this point because they don't like her. And so they're going to have to go with full fear. And the reason they didn't go Hitler, Hitler, Hitler before from her, all the media did, but not her, is because when you deploy a weapon like this, you get blowback on you. It's like saying, okay, I'm going to have to take out this nuke to kill off my enemy, but I'm going to get irradiated using it. It's my last hope. They pulled out Hitler because Democrats aren't showing up in the numbers they need. That's what that means. In the speech, she says, look, John Kelly, his chief of staff, isn't going to be there this time to rein him in. Somebody needs to. Who's she talking to? She's talking to Democrats down ballot voting for Congress. She's begging them to come out. This isn't even about her anymore. Folks, bottom line, the only question left, they're going to cheat, okay? How is this landslide big enough that they can't steal a few swing states? That's the only remaining question, okay? And you can tell what's going on here. Let's take out the calendar and you could clearly see it, okay? They relied on the mostly illegal mail-in ballots, just changing laws without legislatures back during COVID, right? So they swamped us with those ballots. And there's major, major fraud. I mean, we've documented so many times on this podcast. I'm not going to do it right now again. You go back and listen to previous episodes. So they had not planned to do that again. Okay, they're going to do the cheating they always do, the lock, stock, and barrel cheating that they always do. They that is built into the cake. But the big cheating was not, because simply too much attention had been drawn to it over the last 4 years. They were going to cool out the cheating and they were going to go full lawfare. Remember this, folks, okay? You know those three bullets was by Trump's ear? You know, two of those bullets hit Trump's ear. Not one, but two. The third one missed by inches. You think that was an act of God? Folks, they had five criminal cases ready to go against him. This is every much, but much the miracle that the bullets missing him is. Folks, right now, according to the court calendar that we were looking at in April and May, Trump should be in Fannie Willis's courtroom being tried for multiple felonies. And he should be in an orange jumpsuit because he would have already begun serving his prison time on the 34 in New York and would have already likely been federally convicted in the federal trial that was supposed to start in May. Why is none of that happening? Here's the miracle. And again, it's as big of a deal to me as the bullets. Remember, when all this started, Trump was facing 700 years, right? Remember what their strategy was. They delayed the cases, delayed until Super Tuesday when he racked up enough votes that we couldn't get rid of him, right? And then the plan was we're going to double, triple, quadruple convict him and he will be in prison on election day and we will win in a landslide. That was their plan. But what they didn't count on is that Fani Willis would be a criminal, would be essentially using her boyfriend, Nathan Wade, to steal money from the county. She overpaid him. They went on lavish trips together, handed cash back and forth. So that delayed the trial. That is the only reason Trump is not on trial in Georgia right now, is because all those legal questions took up time. The only reason that he wasn't tried in the classified documents bogus case was because the FBI broke the law. Remember, they got caught manipulating evidence. They had told the court they didn't touch it. The other attorney caught it from one of the co-defendants, and the FBI was forced to admit in court that it had perjured itself. That's a felony level crime, by the way. That gave Judge Rosemary, the Collier, the cover to dismiss that case. That wasn't her stated reason, but that's what gave her the cover to finally get rid of it. Folks, this is miracle after miracle after miracle here, just like the bullets. They did not intend to be in this situation right now. That's why they don't have the fraud infrastructure in place. So now look at the calendar, okay? What did they do last time? We began hearing the message. I began playing the audio in August and September of 2020 with them saying bizarrely, well, it'll look like Trump won, but, you know, then Biden will win. And, you know, there might be violence. But that was it, folks. That was August and September. Remember when even Zuckerberg came out and said, you will not be allowed to speak of any what appears to be election irregularities. You won't even be able to use Facebook Messenger to discuss it. And Jack Dorsey's Twitter warned the same thing because Dorsey owned Twitter then. Again, that was August and September. What happened in July, August, and September this time? You didn't get those announcements, did you? Nope. Because they were going to skip the mega steal this time. It was too obvious. What happened in July, August, and September? Two Hail Mary pass assassination attempts. One of them, by what is likely we're going to eventually find, is a CIA-trained assassin who was part of the Azov Brigade. And remember, we've covered on this podcast, the Ukrainians had many trained assassins. And in fact, they had a hit list of Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, Jack Posobiec. Okay, so for a Ukrainian assassin to come here with an unmarked gun and try to take out Trump, that's a deep state hit. But that's also a Hail Mary pass. Remember, again, the Hail Mary part of it. Because we found out from whistleblowers, when Trump plays that golf course, it's always covered. Always. Except that one time, where for 12 hours, they let him lie in position. Okay, so what was that? What were those two assassination attempts? And the cover up has been horrendous. I mean, remember what we also just recently learned, that normally the inspectors general who oversee the Secret Service come to those rallies to make sure that Trump is, you know, getting the protection they want. Things are running on the up and up. They were barred from going to the Butler rally, but not other rallies. There's a reason for that. They unsecured that rally. Trump was supposed to die at that rally, but they missed. That was a Hail Mary pass because they couldn't believe the 700 years, five cases worth of lawfare had failed. And honestly,
for the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, that was a good shot by Crooks. It really was. Trump was only saved because he happened to turn his head. That's the only reason he's alive, okay? And he got lucky again on the golf course. So look at the timing. two failed assassination attempts. The deep state's losing their mind. So now look at the announcements of the last 2 weeks. What are these announcements? They're the same ones we got last time in August and September. And it started with 60 Minutes. Not this Sunday, but two Sundays ago. What did they say? You go back, listen to all this on the podcast if you want to. I've documented it all. Oh, you know what? It might take 4 days. Yeah, that's the ticket in Pennsylvania. It might take 4 days for us to steal the vote. I mean, to count all the ballots. What is today? Did you hear this one? What just came out? Maricopa County in Arizona announced. If you're not sitting down, you might want to sit down. You want to pull over if you're listening in your car. Maricopa County, probably one of the crookedest places on earth for election fraud and theft. Maricopa County announced, oh, you know what? It'll probably take us 13 days to count the vote. Yeah, you heard that right. 13 days. Okay, if they're going to get this, this is them trying the last minute steal. It's sloppy. It's a desperation move. If they're going to do this 2 weeks to count the vote in Maricopa County, like last time, they would have gotten us used to it starting in August and September. This is normal. Nothing weird about this. They're doing it now. Why? They didn't intend to go with this steal. I mean, my gosh, they were going to do lawfare and an assassination. When the second one didn't work, they don't know what to do. So the steal's on right now. The steal's, I don't know if it's going to be, I don't know if they could do it though. That's why I've been telling you guys to bank your votes early. Okay, now what's going on with James Carville pretty much flat out telling leftists to pick up a gun and kill Trump? This is one of the most remarkable statements I've ever heard. I can't imagine if anyone on our side said this. It's almost unthinkable, but Carville just did. And guys, this is James Carville, the architect of the Clinton era, highly respected in the Democrat Party, definitely a mainstream pundit. Listen to this wackery.
And I suspect in 1941, I don't know if people thought they were better off than they were 4 years ago or in 1861, what people thought. But I know this, when the Republic was threatened, people picked up arms and answered the call. Well, or, you know, when 1965, in the middle of the Civil Rights Movement, I think people decided they want to take matters in their own hands and create a better country. And that's what I hope we do here in the next 2 weeks.
This is a call for an assassin and a cover for violence. This is an absolute desperation move. What it shows, along with what Joe Biden just said, we'll play that in a sec, is that the Democrats are moving on to plans C and D. They never intended to be here. They are flying by the seat of their pants. Again, Trump should be in Fannie Willis's courtroom on trial by now. That is what the calendar said for months in the beginning of the year. Now, listen to what Joe Biden just said.
Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, to actually physically shoot, kill someone who is he believes to be a threat to. So I know this sounds bizarre. We got to lock him up. Political document.
Again, in the annals of all of U.S. history, nothing like this has ever been said in a presidential race. This is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, historic level stuff. But listen to what he's saying. This is our last play. It's the last play we have. We might have to, if he wins, put him in prison, where we can control him. Folks, don't underestimate the power of this play card. This is why they declined to sentence Trump about 6 weeks ago when they could have done it. Because why? They needed to see if they needed to do it and how long they needed to sentence him for. That 34 felony conviction still out there, folks. Think about this for a minute. I've been worried about this for a while. Suppose he wins the race, right? They cannot do enough of the fraud out of Pennsylvania and Arizona to stop him. And folks, he can, by the way, he can win without Arizona, but he's got to have Pennsylvania. So that's why Pennsylvania's like, nah, 4 days to count, might be more. Okay, so what happens? Let's say they get Trump. Say they put him in prison. Who goes into prison with Trump? Secret Service. Do you think he'll survive that? I don't. It's not a play they want to make. It is an absolute desperation play. They cannot believe the guy's not dead or in prison. They literally can't believe it. Heck, it's so bad. You see this on Reddit? There are witches incredibly frustrated because they've tried to put spells, demonic spells on Trump, and they say he's got some kind of protection around him and they can't do it. Look, these people are crazy too. But here's the point. This must be how the left feels, right? I mean, it's very much how the left feels, the way the witches feel. Okay, so what are they doing? What is Biden doing here? Everybody misunderstood what Biden's doing here because they did not pay attention to last week when he said the same thing. For some reason, this caught on big yesterday with our folks, but the one last week was worse. What Biden's doing, I'll play the clip for you. Biden is beginning to normalize the idea of, hey, he's not going to the Oval Office. No, no, he's going to prison.
The same guy who has three other major cases waiting for him when he loses. And by the way, 34 felonies. And so far, he had good sentence. He got the sentence kicked back, but I want to watch that sentence. Look, Donald Trump's not running. If he was running for himself, I think he's running to stay out of jail.
What's he doing? He's normalizing. He said this last week. He's normalizing the idea. Hey, he's going to prison. And he's telling us, my DOJ has not stopped. We're still working to jail Trump. We're not stopping, even if he wins the election. So why has Biden said this very deliberately twice? Couple of reasons. Guarantee you they're polling their sheeple right now to see how they'd feel about Trump going to prison on a few more cases, about Trump in handcuffs. They're trying to see how the general public would react to that. How do you think the general public would react to that? You think there might be, civil unrest, protests, rage? Okay, look what just happened. I'm going to make it all make sense. What did the Department of Defense suddenly do on the 27th of September, which, by the way, was the day Helene hit? They waited to the 27th of September. Folks, again, he's supposed to be dead at this point, okay? That's why they're waiting this late. They wait till the 27th of December to put out DOD Directive 5240.01. You look it up. It's right online. I'll put it in the podcast description too, so you can read it for yourself. Okay, remember what that was because we've already covered it. 2016, the Pentagon gave itself the ability to operate on U.S. soil, mostly just for spying, though. This update to that directive says, oh, we can deploy on U.S. soil against U.S. citizens and we can use lethal force. You suddenly need that on the 27th of September? Really? And what kind of situation might you need that sort of thing in? Well, number one, you very obviously stole an election. Or number two, you put the guy who just won it in prison or some combination of the two. Now, remember how they always accuse us of what they're doing. What have they obsessively been talking about the last 2 weeks? Trump's going to use the military. Trump's going to use the military. Trump's going to use the military. We got to stop him. Got to stop him. Got to stop him. Got to stop him. So what they're basically doing is setting up their sheeple for the idea that it is normal to go ahead and put your political opposition in prison. Folks, it's not going to be hard to do after the election, and that it's normal to stop the followers of that guy, who's very dangerous, by the way, with the military, because, you know, he's going to use the military to kill people anyway. So it's all very normal. And this is what we should accept. That's what they're normalizing right now. Are they going to do it? I think they're trifling with it. They're putting everything in place, but I think they're scared. And let me tell you why. Everything they have done that should have worked has blown up in their face. And this is why you're getting the late hasty preparations of, oh yeah, Maricopa County, yeah, it'll take us 13 days to count. You didn't tell us that before? Well, no, we just now got around to it. You didn't make plans to deploy the military on our soil and give them the power for the first time to kill civilians until the 27th of September, when it was clear you couldn't kill Trump any other way? Yeah, that's where we are. Will they dare? Folks, if there's one thing that our side misunderstands, it's this. We think the mentality is, well, you know, we get to election day and he wins, it's good. No. Oh, no. They will double and triple down on trying to kill him if he wins. Guaranteed. Trump's next goal after election day or the election 2 weeks, if he wins and they can't overcome it with fraud because it's so big, because it's going to have to be, his next goal has to be to somehow stay alive and out of prison long enough to be inaugurated and then stay alive long enough to clear out probably the top half of the Secret Service and the FBI and maybe a lot of the CIA in a bid to survive. They're going to sue him to keep their jobs. It'll be war. He's going to have to survive it all. Folks, you are living in times nobody in this country has ever seen before.
America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.